Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball action, the first of 2024. And joining me, head coach of the Sioux Central Rebels, head coach Steven Jaden. And before we talk about 2024, coach, let's reflect back on 2023. Your team opened with a four-game skid, but got things under control after that. Walk us through what you were seeing in the first part of the season from your team.
Yeah, you know, obviously coming into the year, we knew it'd be, so we got some inexperience, some new guys in some different spots. So, you know, like any time that happens, you typically have some inconsistency. I think that's what we saw early on. You know, I mentioned starting the year off with some really good opponents in Estherville and Noel Fonda, Altarilla, Manson. And, you know, we played good at stretches at times, good enough to win at times, but just couldn't put whole games together. But we were able to get a couple wins there with Storm Lake St. Mary's and a really nice gritty road win at Pocahontas before falling to Gretton Jertail right before break. But I think it kind of held true. We were just we were solid times and really did a lot of the good things you have to do to be successful. And then we just, I think, unfortunately had too many stretches in there where we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, put ourselves in positions where we just can't do. And so that's something that we've really focused on over break is kind of tightening some things up, working on the little stuff, the small things that a lot of times make the difference, and seeing if we can improve on that come January now.
You look at the first four games of the year. You talked about it. There were a couple in there that were really close. What do you think was the biggest takeaway from your team in those first four games? You talk about ELC and Manson that got a little bit away from you, but you were in it till the very end against Newell Fonda and Altarilla. What were the big takeaways from those four games?
Yeah, and I mean, I think even Manson, you know, we had that lead there in the second half. And I think typically what we saw is we would miss an opportunity. Maybe it's a guy that's open and we make the pass a second late, or we turn something over, we don't convert around the basket. And it seemed like about every time that we didn't convert, those other teams were able to turn that into points on the other end. And those little kind of 5 to 6 point swings were just huge in those games. And that's something, like I mentioned, we've got to make sure that we're doing a better job of executing our things and not giving teams those opportunities, because, you know, you play good teams and we play in a great league and we play a really tough non-conference schedule as well. Good teams are going to beat you when you give them opportunities. So we've got to cut down on turnovers, just play a little bit more efficient basketball here.
Chatting with head coach of Sioux Central Rebel Boys basketball, Steven Jaden, and looking at the first half of your season, three players really stood out. Owen Mills, as well as Jalen Champ and Jack Christian, your top three scorers. Give us a little bit of your thoughts from them coming into the second half of the year as well, talking about two sophomores and a junior.
Yeah, you know, Owen obviously being the main returner from last year's team, really about the only guy that got significant minutes last year. We knew that he would be a leader for us right away, and he's kind of getting adjusted to a new role, where last year he was kind of a role guy off the bench, could kind of ease into things. But this year he's having to really kind of make everything go, and on top of that, a lot of nights he's asked to guard the best player on the other team too, so it's a lot to put on a kid's plate, but he's as competitive as they get, so he always accepts those challenges, and we're just really blessed to have his leadership. You know, Jack's really stepped up from the outside for us, really shooting the ball well. And you go back to that Pocahontas game, I mean, we really struggled in the first half minus Jack. And he really kind of kept us in that and allowed us an opportunity to come back and win that in the second half. So we definitely want to see Jack continue to shoot it and really try to be a scorer at all three levels. And then Jalen's been a nice addition this year. He was a move-in, actually came in from North Carolina. Didn't move in until August, so we're really just kind of the tip of the iceberg with him, and he's still kind of getting to know the guys a little bit and fitting in. And so, you know, I think the more he plays with these guys, the more they all play together, you're going to see that chemistry continue to improve. So it's a good young backcourt, and I really think they're only going to get better, and I'm looking forward to having them over the next couple of years as well.
Chatting with head coach Steven Jaden of Sioux Central Rebel Boys basketball. Now we switch gears to tonight. You get ready to hit the road to take on the Raptors. Give us some of your thoughts on the Raptors and then what your team needs to do to come away with a victory to start off 2024.
Yeah, I think a huge key tonight is going to be ball security. I mean, Ridgey really plays aggressive defense. They're deep, they're athletic, they're strong, they're big. A lot of these guys have been playing for a couple of years, so they're experienced at the varsity level. We've struggled a little bit taking care of the basketball, as I mentioned, so I think making sure that we're not turning it over and giving them live ball run outs, I think, will be a big key. We want to make it a half-court game for them offensively and make them grind possessions out. They're a very balanced team. When you look at scoring-wise, they've got about six or seven guys that are all between about 7 and 11 points, which is, that makes it difficult to game plan for sometimes because you can't really necessarily key on one guy or two guys. So we've just got to be solid defensively. We've got to rebound. And we've got to take care of the basketball. And, if we do that, I think we'll be right there and have an opportunity, and that's really all you can ask for.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the coverage.
And that was head coach of Sioux Central Rebel Boys basketball, head coach Steven Jayden. Pregame coverage continues next on Mix 101.7.